B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Yeah.
Hello, actually, one more thing. I want a refund from the Eagles. I'm paying $69.99 because I live in Maryland to watch the Eagles every season. A month. $69.99 a month. I want a refund to add up to that.
Well,
so somebody from the Eagles contact me, I want my money back.
Wait, $69.99.
Oh, 90. Sunday ticket.
Almost perfect.
Yes.
Oh, so it's just $169. Yeah. Well, it's better than most.
Yeah.
It's better than two.
Yeah. Don't say no to any.
Yeah. Tyrone, thanks, buddy.
$169. It's good.
Sorry, I had to take that in a mature route.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
$169 is good enough. When you get two, it's just...
Yeah, but you're greedy at that point. Yeah, then it gets complicated.
Then it gets real complicated.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, especially. Yeah. That's
it gets a little weird.
We need
It's like 138.
We need.
It's quick math by you, brother.
Yeah, wow. Oh, right there, Raven. Uh-huh. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. That was quick math. Do have to tell you, by the way, you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WP and Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. We're all extremely frustrated today. We all stayed up just like most of you did to watch this game. I had people checking in with me on Twitter during the game saying, oh, you're still watching? Some people bailed. You quit, just like the Eagles players
did. I slept in the conference room.
There you go.
It was a good time.
A lot of hot takes on the post. Who would we fire first in the post game show?
I did get a fire Doug call.
Okay.
And I went, yeah, okay. Moving on.
It is weird for the first time, really, ever. We are judging a coach of this football team who has won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it really hasn't changed us that much.
I think Howie and Doug's honeymoon is officially over.
Yeah. I think it has to be.
I think that chapter has now been passed in the book and we're moving on.
The only honeymoon I guess they're getting from me right now is that I'm not firing him today. Like, yeah. There are people that will say that, and there's people that have tweeted us, and I'm not firing Jim Schwartz either.
I would fire Mike Groh in a heartbeat, though.
Mike Groh I would have fired last year.
Yeah.
But the second he says, oh, it's really difficult to incorporate Golden Tate into our offense, that's where, like, Howie just needs to come down into the press conference auditorium at the NovaCare complex.
Just stop talking right now.
Can you come over here?
You're gone.
Can you just come over here? Deuce! You're just going to take over for now. Okay, go ahead.
I was watching the Giants game yesterday, and oh my God, Golden Tate was catching passes all over the field.
How did they do that?
Crazy, huh? They figured it out.
But does Deuce give you any sort of confidence to take over?
I know, right?
I think Deuce has a little bit more clout and a little bit more experience than Mike Groh does, to answer your question.
Sure.
Yes. Because Mike Groh gives me nothing.
But why is our running back rotation what it is?
Because that's what the coach wants.
It was just 2 weeks ago that he said Jordan Howard's going to be your lead back.
Yes, yeah.
And it was 54%. Miles Sanders last night to 33% Jordan Howard.
I don't buy a lot of what Doug Peterson sells in the press conference.
So
I don't buy what a lot of people talk about.
Does his team?
Although Doug did say he was going to start take the ball.
Well, that's kind of the point I'm making. Does the team listen to what he's saying?
No.
Well, he allows his team to run amok, evidently, according to Lane Johnson.
It's all part of the culture. The Jacina leaks, the Doug comments, the Nelson comments, the Lane comments. This culture stinks from the head down right now.
What needs to happen right now is that Doug needs to rein him in, and he needs to take charge, and he needs to lead this team. Now, this is the big test for him. You won the Super Bowl. That's great. It's the biggest test you could ever have. All right, you have that ring, right? Now you're facing turmoil most ever since that Super Bowl. Go back to, a lot could be chalked up. Carson's coming back from injury last year. Had a lot of injuries last year as well. Right, you're going to go through another change, another dramatic shift. A lot of that stuff could have been chalked up mostly to Carson Wentz trying to fight his way back. This year, Aguilar's hurt? Or excuse me, Aguilar. DeSean Jackson's hurt? Malik Jackson's out? You've gone through another rotating cornerback situation again this year? No, a lot of this is a focus on Doug. And if you're going to give the effort that you gave last night, or lack thereof, well, then Doug needs to be called on the carpet for that. And he needs to be held accountable for that. And now you're going to tell a lot from this Bills game and how they come out. Because if they lay an egg the way they did, then this whole season, the rest of this season, in week 8, you could hang it up and say, well, they're done, let's go Sixers.
Yeah. And it's getting real close to those fateful words that you never, ever want to hear as a coach, as an organization. But it's getting close to somebody coming out and reporting that he's lost the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
And once that comes out, all the years I covered sports, I've never seen anybody be able to get it back. See,
there's a guy in Doug Peterson that in year one basically called his team lazy, questioned their effort, and in the following week, had won them back because of a team meeting that he had. This is after the Bengals game from a couple years ago.
Right.
And then the year they won the Super Bowl, everybody to a man in the locker room in week two of the season was questioning his strategy as a head coach and run to pass ratio and all that stuff. Everybody in the locker room talked about how you need to balance it out. Everyone did. They go back and they win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So he's faced adversity. You need to do that again this year, unless this season is going to be a total bust.
He gets reaction. I mean, think about it. His first win in 2017, what did they do? They dump him with Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
They won. All they did was win at Washington,
right,
and they're dumping him with Gatorade. It was telltale. I mean, the storyline after the season, as the season went along and they win the Super Bowl, is, wow, those players really love him. That's why they dumped him with Gatorade, because people were saying he's not a good coach. He was out of the seven hired, he's the seventh least, you know, competent, whatever it may be. So it looked like he does have that ability, it appears, to get those players back. Well, now might be the biggest time to do it.
Well, that's what's so scary about last night, is that he put his neck on the line for a lot of these guys.
Right.
And they just completely just sold him out last night,
didn't
basically.
Didn't respond, no.
Let's get Damon in West Philly. Damon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Damon?
Hey, what's up, Mark? Good morning,
fellas. Hey, brother.
Hey, so this is the third time since 1971 that the defense has given up 30-plus points back-to-back. And that last week when I called, I referenced Marion Campbell, because that's the first defensive coordinator I remember as a kid, right?
My man, yeah.
So you go through the Buddy Ryans, the Bud Carsons, the Emmitt Thomases, right, the whole nine. This defense won a Super Bowl. This defense doesn't make the top 20 Eagles defense. That's how pathetic it is. And it's sad to me that people are saying, oh, well, the linebackers don't matter. When I had a Jeremiah Trotter, a Seth Joyner, I mean, I'll take Mike Caldwell right now, okay? And by the way, Hicks had an interception yesterday. I know he doesn't stay healthy. My point is, don't sell me that nonsense. I'm an offensive dude. I like offense, but Eagles was built on defense, man. This defense is pathetic. I mean, pathetic to watch this. The other thing is that they're so frustrating to watch. You got players, you know, Nelson Aguilar not putting on the line. Bro, this is Philly, man. This is Philly. You should know by now how we get down. And I want to say this. You know, my brother texted me yesterday. He's like, we got rid of the wrong quarterback. I said, yeah, Frank Reich. And I say that because if people recall last year when Nick Foles started, Nick Foles struggled.
Yeah.
That is Frank Reich.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Reich, Mark, lost his franchise quarterback. And his team's brawling. There's something to be said about that, man.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, we've talked about that a lot. I don't think there's a show that goes by where Jamie doesn't reference the word, the name Frank Reich on this show. Well, I'm with you, man. And that's why, like, Mike Grohl has hardly any NFL experience. Didn't play in the league, barely has coached in the league. Now, all of a sudden, he's a coordinator after dealing with some wide receivers in his career.
Exactly, Mark. What good is he?
None.
So I'm at the point now, I'm like, You guys laid an egg against our nemesis. Like, you know, with no matter what, you go out and ball out. And they didn't do that? I'm sorry, Jamie. I feel you with the next two games. I don't know, man. I couldn't get a feel for this game. I don't have a feel for the season, fellas. I'm sorry. I don't know Bob, I think he did lose. I think the locker room's lost.
Yeah,
I think it's lost, man.
Well, Jamie, thanks for the call, man. We'll let you hear again, Lane Johnson, what he had to say after the game again, but I can't go that it's completely lost yet. I have to see how they come back from this.
Certainly trending that way.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's no deny. Now, let's put it this way. I remember I was in Green Bay when the Packers destroyed the Cowboys in Wade Phillips' last game.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst example of a team I've ever seen quitting on a coach. Literally, guys walking into the end zone with Cowboys around them that were making zero effort. I'm not even exaggerating. Just standing there watching them and all but wishing them well as they crossed the goal line.
Right.
Last night wasn't quite that, but it wasn't far off. Like, you still had, I think, max effort from your quarterback trying to win this game. I think Alshon was trying to win this game for it. I think he made a boneheaded play in the end zone. I think your defense got beat a number of times, and that's obvious. Orlando Scandrick got faked out of his shoes. We've talked about that. But just effort-wise. Well, yeah, a lot of guys on the defense.
Brandon, too, got
37
shook.
Points.
Brandon got shook one time as well.
Dallas Goedert fumble in that football.
Yeah.
Like, guys not playing heads up. A lot of that can go back to effort as well, because you're not focused on the game.
I mean, now it's fair to question some effort after last night. It's fair to question their smarts as a football team, their discipline, their culture, all of it. All of it is on the table after last night.
Oh, my God.
That was embarrassing.
I sit there last night in the first quarter, and over, I'm saying to myself, all right, when's the misdirection coming? When's it coming? Boom, here it comes. And they still get sucked in. Like, the Miles Sanders part of not knowing how to get a kick and whether to take it out or not take it out. The mistakes that happen over and over and over again, that's horrible coaching and it's stupidity.
Let's get to Carlos in North Philly. Carlos, what's going on, man?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Carlos.
Yeah, I'm kind of upset. Doug shouldn't have opened his mouth. And you know, he lit a fire under these Cowboys that they just, for every play, they wanted to play for their coach, Garrett. And that mistake he made was opening his mouth. Because he know his team right now is not talented and good enough on defense or offense to play with the Cowboys.
Yeah,
I'm a diehard Eagles fan. But come on, we got to look at it. We got to let go of these guys, Jeffrey, Hollins, and Aguilar. These guys right now, Aguilar looks like he's not even, I don't even think he knows where he at. Jeffrey's, to me, like his body is wearing out. Aguilar can't catch. So there's three receivers right there. I don't even think Hollins even made a catch in the last 3-4 weeks.
He didn't.
No.
So it comes to, there's no pressure too on Dak. I mean, there's a whole lot of issues going on. It was the same thing with the Mike Rose should just stay in Dallas. I don't think they should give him a ticket to come back to Philly.
Well, like, in all honesty, who the hell is Mike Rowe?
Like, I thought Mike Rowe was our cornerback. I got it confused.
No. Thanks for the call, Carlos. Appreciate it, man.
No, you're absolutely right. Mike Rowe has no leg to stand on anywhere.
The offense struggled again last year, right?
Yes.
Or struggled last year, struggling again this year.
Yes. Have they run a play once this year where you're like, ooh, that was creative.
Oh, brilliant.
Ooh, I like that.
They tried running a screen last night. Where
I mean, Trey, there's probably like four.
Yeah, maybe one.
There's probably literally a couple.
But they tried running a screen last night. Did you see this play? I think it was Jordan Howard.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a panic throw by Carson because he was getting some pressure, but it looked like they were trying to throw a screen pass to Jordan Howard, and nobody got out. Like, Jordan Howard ran out like he was running into the flat, but it wasn't just a regular, like, flat route, that type of thing. It was just, he was at the line of scrimmage, and then he went to fade out, and nobody was there to block for him. Nobody was there to block for him.
It was, they also had Miles Sanders. If we're talking about the same play, they had Miles Sanders in on that play also. And Sanders actually cut out even wider, and I was, out loud, I said, Sanders is wide open, he's wide open. And that pass is missed. And then 2 plays later, Collinsworth is like, hey, looking back at that last play, Miles Sanders was wide open. So I don't know if there was confusion as to what they were to do. They did run a couple of times last night, Howard and Sanders on the field at the same time, which we haven't seen all that much. Mm-hmm. One time they even both lined up in the backfield. So it looked like they were trying to do something different, but the results were the same.
And on the defensive side of the ball, you still see where you don't have the right personnel in.
Oh, my God.
One of the touchdowns, I think it was Jalen Mills.
It was right after Derek Barnett faked the injury to get basically a timeout because they went hurry up.
Yeah.
And coming out of that, they had 12 men on the field, and you saw Malcolm Jenkins running around the end zone like a chicken with his head cut off because the defense was entirely confused. They had no idea out of a timeout what they were doing or how many men should be on the field.
Isn't that the touchdown to Jarwin?
Yes.
Where they said it was. Wow, that may be the most wide open I've ever seen anybody.
Total confusion coming out of a timeout.
So I'm wondering, what was it 12, or did you have somebody there and felt like, I got to get off the field, and then you playing the game again with 10?
We'll have to go back and look at it. Somebody definitely sprinted off the field.
No, I think they had 11 on the field.
Okay.
And the 12th man ran off. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Yeah.
Just as bad because you're coming out of a timeout.
Exactly. I do get a special shout out to our friends at United Rentals Power and HVAC for all your power generation and HVAC rentals in the tri-state area. Visit unitedrentals.com. 610-632-0975. Coming up, we'll hear the 3 takes from Nelson Aguilar's play, or lack thereof, last night in the fourth quarter of the game. 610-632-0975. We'll also hear from Lane Johnson calling out, well, basically painting a picture for you, what it's like behind the scenes of NovaCare Complex. 610-632-0975. Time of the Fanatic is 8:13.
Farsetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Rick Nabb will join us a little over an hour from now. Help us sift through the rubble that is last night's game, unfortunately. 610-632-0975. It's the, you know, the score sucks, 37-10. The effort is what hurts the most. The effort is what hurts the most. Let's get Mike in Florida up here. Mike, what's going on, man?
Hey, bud, how you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, a couple things, and I'll tell you, that game last night was disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Andy Reid Jr. got out-coached from A to Z, top to bottom, upside down and backwards. He literally got his tail handed to him. Schwartz should have been fired 3 weeks ago. His defensive scheme does not work. The personnel that he has, he doesn't have him in the right position. He has no damn clue how to stop anybody. He didn't make a statement there. Aguilar should have been saying he needs to be released.
All right, there, now we'll agree. Like that, Nelson Aguilar's play last night was atrocious. I think Jim Schwartz has done the best he could with the talent that he's been given. But when it comes to Nelson Aguilar, he doesn't make plays for you, and now he doesn't want to give maximum effort. What the hell's he doing on the squad?
Well, he's lost the locker room. That's bottom line. They don't want to play for him. Again, he's Andy Reid's trainer. He's gutless. He won't do anything, say anything. I'm sorry. He's gotten a ride for the Super Bowl. That's right.
Well, that's a pretty nice ride to get.
What has he done since the Super Bowl? Nothing. Crash and burn.
Got him back to the playoffs again. I mean, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Don't put me in a position to defend Doug Peterson today, all right? Because I don't want to do that. He was atrocious last night. Yes, it is trending, to use Jamie's word, trending in the wrong direction if he's trying to keep this locker room.
Well, the easy thing with this is everybody's equally to blame.
Everybody sucks.
Like, there's not one reason why they're losing. There's, 17 reasons why they're losing. It's an extra large, you know, South Street Lorenzo and Sun Pie.
Oh, wow.
There's plenty of slices to go around today.
So when stuff like this happens, when a team gets like this, you have to look for something. Okay, I can wrap my hands around this and build on that.
Mm.
There's nothing
not one
with
thing.
This team.
Yeah, offense, the one thing I had defense, was taken from
special
me.
Teams.
Rush defense.
Yeah.
That's it. And that's gone.
That was horrible last night. I never saw such bad tackling. I haven't seen that bad tackling this year from the Eagles.
Hey, Gene Fletcher Cox.
I mean, you have arms flailing all over the place, shoulders trying to be dug into people where they're just bouncing off, nobody wrapping up. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
Fletcher Cox just got ran by on the one play by Ezekiel Elliott that he should have been stopped in the backfield for about a 5-yard loss. He cut it back upfield and ran through four different Eagles. In order to gain what I think it amounted as 7 yards on this one particular game. Brandon Graham in the backfield. He looked like he got juked out of his jock strap.
And
there was no attempt to get back to make the play. He just ran out of the screen, basically.
Tony Pollard had his jock strap on the sidelines on one play. Fletcher Cox isn't even in the top 10 in the NFL in double teams drawn to him.
But I tell you what, they all look fresh getting on the plane.
Except for Carson Soon.
With all the pictures and everything, oh, they look fresh getting on the plane.
I don't know what Carson...
Absolutely amazing.
What was with that suit?
I don't know what he's...
Sam said she liked it.
There's nothing. Nothing I'll like about last night.
I mean, was it better than the Dick Tracy hat last week?
I'm surprised he didn't use the Dick Tracy hat in a bright red suit.
Yeah, gingers and red suits, probably not the best combo.
Makes the ginge pop, I believe is the phraseology. Let's get... Oh, Steve's not feeling too good here in Ollie. What's going on, Steve?
I don't know why we're talking about this guy's suit. There's nothing funny about anything that happened last night.
I'm with you.
This is aggravating. I'm so pissed at everybody from top to bottom. I can't even keep my thoughts straight. The clip of Doug that you guys played, it's starting last night. I woke up with a blaring headache because I was so angry going to bed. These guys, I mean, I watched Alshon Jeffrey. I was watching him closely because I know it was his loud mouth that probably spouted off against the locker room stuff.
Well, but there's some other evidence for that now, but yeah.
Yeah, well, he sells nothing. If he's not getting the ball, he just walks through everything. It's like walkthroughs with him. And then you throw him the ball, and he can't catch it.
Mm. Well,
I'm tired of balls hitting off this guy's hands.
Are you talking about, who are you talking about now, Alshon?
Yeah.
What, did he have a bad drop last night? I didn't see a bad drop from Alshon. Alshon's the one receiver. Alshon, he missed time to jump in the end zone, which is what I'd kill him for today.
Well, that was bad, but he also didn't hang on to the ball when he got leveled and they called the personal foul for
hit to the head.
Defenseless receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ball hit off his hands. He didn't catch it.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It wouldn't. But, and it's, did I miss the services for DeSean Jackson? Because I would have liked to have attended.
Thanks for the call, man. No, you didn't miss the services.
He 100% should have had surgery.
And now they're saying, and they said this for a couple of days now, when he's back, he won't be 100%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a disaster. Yeah. Probably should have signed. The fact that they didn't address wide receiver for the past 5-6 weeks is a crime. It's criminal. It's criminal.
You dressed Greg Ward for one game, but he didn't see the field.
No. It makes no sense.
You dressed Deshaun Hall for a game early in the season. He didn't see the field. Very next game was against the Jets. He got a sack in that one. Okay, fine. And then we don't see him anymore.
We love making guys active and not playing them.
Ronald Darby last night. Sidney Jones last night. To name a couple.
Are there? Do you just not have guys to play? Like, what? What is happening?
Nathan Gary's playing 100% of snaps. This is bad.
But do you really think Sidney Jones really wanted to get out there?
No.
Oh, God, no. His confidence is gone. It's out the window. It flew by.
They probably scared the hell out of him when they said, "We're not deactivating you."
Oh, yeah. It's
like, really? I got to put on the uniform?
Craig James played. Sidney Jones did not.
Yeah, Sidney was like, he probably eased back, like, oh, let me just ease back a little bit.
All right, let's get back to that. The little problem could be happening right now at the NovaCare complex. It appears that Doug has let people slip for a little too long now. Now, Lane Johnson was asked after the game on NBC 10 about what the team needs to do to bounce back and what the next meeting is going to be like. When's the next team meeting, Trey? What's the schedule here? They meet today, tomorrow?
I think they meet on Tuesdays. They probably have today off.
So today off, maybe treatment?
Yeah, treatment if you really need it. And then I think they start up on Tuesdays.
All right, let's take a listen to Lane Johnson on what the next team meeting is going to sound like.
Really, it's going to be probably a call-out session. Everybody will be held accountable. You know, little stuff that slides during the week, you know, late to practice, late to meetings, late, you know, this and that. Stuff will start to be, you know, held accountable for, and I think that'll maybe creep into the games.
Who's coming late at 3-3?
At all.
Leaders.
I don't care if it's 0-6.
I don't think he's talking about Nate Gary.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound like leaders, Trey. It doesn't sound like a leader to me.
Well, it's the leaders of your team. The guys that are perceived to be leaders that are the ones that showing up late. There's guys that have years in the league that are showing up late to both practice and meetings. It's not, I tell you what, it's not rookies.
You've scored an average of 15 points per game in your last two games on the road, on this road trip, three-game road trip. You've lost by an average of more than 20 points in both these games. And you want to show up late to a meeting again?
Yeah, show up late. Show up late to practice.
Yeah, it's time to crack the whip.
Show up late to meetings. I mean, you know, well, this should have never been allowed anyway. But what are you going to do now? Once someone has already started that habit, what are you going to do now? I mean, because this isn't something that just started happening. This has been going on for a while. You know, so what are you going to do?
Well, you could get away with it when you're good.
Yeah.
Now you're a middle-of-the-road team coming off a 9-7 season, and now, right now, you are coming off a 27-point loss to the Cowboys in a game you said you were going to win. Then you walked it back throughout the week, but despite that, your players came out in support of you up until the game started. When they were like, you know what, they were good on this. Effort, the hell with that. It was a nice little business trip that we took down here. Lane Johnson was even talking before this game, saying that he was going to stop DeMarcus Lawrence. DeMarcus Lawrence hadn't had success. Well, guess what? It only took about 7 or 8 plays for DeMarcus Lawrence to beat Lane Johnson. Sack, fumble, 14-0 Cowboys.
This whole thing with him and DeMarcus Lawrence even went back to June. There was an article all the way back in June where he and Lane were going back and forth. I tell you who won the battle.
Marcus Lawrence looks like he won that battle. And they had another thing that this pissed me off. And I give credit to actually the broadcast last night for this, because what Sunday Night Football did was show Lane Johnson at that offensive lineman camp.
Yeah.
And say, hey, this is what DeMarcus Lawrence likes to do.
Yeah, that was cool. And then he did it.
And then he did it and beat his ass with it.
Yeah.
That was a bad game for Lane last night.
That was a good clip they got.
Yeah. That was. It really
just
was.
Just because somebody likes to do something doesn't mean, even if you know it, you can stop it, I guess.
All right, speaking of...
I don't know. That's
did you see Chris Long's tweet about Aguilar?
No, God. What did Chris Long say?
Gotta have that catch.
Yeah, it's just...
Well, I agree with him. And speaking of which, here's the... I promised this before the break, and here it is now. Doug Peterson was asked about the play with about 11 minutes left in the game. Eagles are trailing 30-10. Now, this isn't by any means why they lost the game, but I think it's a good example for just the overall effort surrounding this game. And Nelson Aguilar is the prime target when it comes to a lack of effort. Because I dissected this. Mm-hmm. I Zapruder'd it, to use that term. And the ball lands where his right foot landed.
Yeah.
Like, he should have had this ball.
Mm-hmm.
So Doug Peterson gets asked about this play with about 11 minutes left in the game. It's a first down for the Eagles. Carson Wentz rolls out of the pocket a little bit to his right, fires the ball downfield to Nelson Aguilar, who's running across, and he, well, here's Doug Peterson when he was asked about this play after the game.
What happened on the deep ball to Nelson where it looked like maybe if he had laid out, he'd have a chance to catch it? Can you explain that, or do you have any perspective on what happened on that play?
We just missed.
He didn't need to lay out. I mean, it would have looked cool.
Yeah, it looked awesome.
It looked like full extension, maybe. He at least gets a hand on it.
It would have looked
just like reaching out.
It would have looked like, you know what, man, I'm giving it all I have. I'm giving you everything. Look at this. I laid out for the ball.
My quarterback takes a hit. I can make this play.
I can go dive after a ball for you.
All right, well, let's hear what the quarterback himself had to say. Carson Wentz postgame when asked about it.
I thought we had a touchdown when I threw it. I didn't see the end result. I was on the ground, so I didn't get a chance to see. But, you know, when I threw it, I thought we had a good one there. But I got to make a better throw, obviously, and hopefully get him in the end zone next time.
Yeah.
I got to make a better throw. I thought he made a pretty damn good throw.
That's Carson firing back right there.
See, when he says, I got to obviously make a better throw, that's where I'm like, he's giving his boy a way out.
Oh, no, he's not giving him a way out. He's pretty much saying, you know what? I thought it was a touchdown. I'm picking myself up off the ground. I thought it was a touchdown. Obviously, I got to make a better throw then. I have to put it right in your ear hole for you to make a play.
It's the only way. And even then, it's 50-50.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he did it in Atlanta, and that didn't work out.
I mean, I did everything that I was supposed to do as I'm going to the ground, taking this hit. I'm throwing, letting this ball go, knowing that, you know what? I got you running down the middle. You have one-on-one coverage. This should be a touchdown. I'm good. I'm taking this hit. Damn, that hurts a little bit. But
I'll be rewarded with a touchdown.
I'm going to be rewarded with a touchdown. But you know what? Hey, I guess I have to make a better throw.
Mark, your buddy down at NBC, Mike Mulhern, just tweeted, seems to me like Aguilar didn't want to have another drop on his name, and he didn't think he could get it, so why lay out? Why try? Why bother? Absolutely brutal.
So then now that tells me that, you know, now that's a selfish player there where you're saying, you know what?
Same type of selfish player that would run to the press and dime out their quarterback.
Oh, wait, I got another. I think, Portuguese tweet.
Nice.
On Nelson Aguilar.
Are you going to read it live?
I will in a second. Let me get the rest. Because Trey, I can tell you're upset.
Yeah.
Because I remember you played for the Eagles. And you'd probably be pissed off if you were playing on this team again. You saw an effort like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me calm you down. Let's hear from the horse's mouth himself, right? Nelson Aguilar. I'm sure he's got a... Bob, right? He's got to have
everything down.
He's got a logical explanation for this, right? Nelson Aguilar? Come on, Nelly. You want to step up and make a play for your quarterback, right? Nelson Aguilar asked what the hell happened on that play.
I tried to get open. I was hauling tail, you know, make a move on safety, you know, use the space that I had to run across the field, and I was running. And, you know, by the time I was trying to track it, the ball was already out of position. You know, I wish I would be able to get there, but I don't know what happened, you know, because two situations. I don't know if he was rushed or whatever, but we had enough field, and I was trying to get to it.
Wait, two situations? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is he talking about a prior pass, a prior play?
No, I think he was saying that it could have been two situations. Either he was being rushed or something.
Just make a bad pass?
I think the two situations was the one guy had to throw it and then he had to catch it.
Yeah.
And one guy did his job and the other guy, Nelson Aguilar, did not.
And the ball was out of position.
I have never heard the phrase, a ball being out of position.
Yeah, I never heard that. Your job as a wide receiver is to get to the position the ball lands at.
Is that... Like, I always go back, this is a quote that I don't know how many people remember this, But I remember Lennox Lewis, former heavyweight champion.
Sure.
Was, you know, a
nice bloke.
He was a nice Brit, yeah. Right? He was like, anything he said just sounded nice. Mm-hmm. Like, one time I remember he put a guy in a headlock and he started punching the guy while he had him in a headlock. And they go, why'd you punch the guy when you had him in a headlock? And he goes, I didn't have his head in a headlock. His head was under my arm as I punched him. And it was like, oh, okay. That
makes sense.
That sounds nice.
After I knocked his teeth out.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, there's a way to say something to make it sound better. Nelson Aguilar makes it sound just terrible. Like, there's no pretentious language you could use around that to make anything sound better. So let's see. Why not? You know, there's somebody asked a follow-up question, and he seemed almost annoyed at that. Take a listen to this one as well.
I made a move on a guy. I'm starting to run to my landmark, and I get closer, and I'm seeing it low in trajectory. So it is what it is, you know. I can't really explain that because, you know, we always see every day we see big plays, but then we see some that just miss. And it sucks because we're on the end of not making them. And I wish we were making them. So obviously I understand there's a focus on that. But that was one of those situations I wish we would have made.
Yeah, us too.
He shouldn't have said we're on the end of not making. He should have said I'm on the end of not making them. Oh. I was on the end of not making in Atlanta. I'm on the end of not making it, you know, tonight in Dallas in a play that maybe you deem meaningless, but for this team it was big. I don't understand. If I had a ball right now and I threw it at you, Mark, your reflexes and Trey's reflexes would be to get your hands up. And if I'm running out and somebody throws a ball, my natural reaction as an athlete is to reach for it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He literally pulled his hands back before the ball. He had his hands out. As it got closer, he pulled them back. That's thought out. Yeah.
There was
That's
shake.
Not reaction.
There was shake, but no bake. Not a shake.
He was no baking, and then he decided to shake again.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
He should be baking in his free time as a free agent.
Hey-o! Well, Bob.
Go make a nice bundt cake, you bum.
Are you asking for... Are you
bundt cake.
So he said bum.
Bundt.
Are you asking Bob for Nelson Aguilar to be accountable?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Would it piss you off if he said he wanted other people to be accountable?
Because
he did after the game.
Bob, I think he's setting you up.
Take a listen to this.
Keep working, honestly. Work harder. Focus in more. You know, everybody has to put in more work. You know, take accountability when opportunities come their way.
That's awesome. I like the opportunity that was put in your hands last night. Well, they would have been if you didn't pull your hands back. All right.
A lot of shake.
No bake.
This just rolls right off the tongue. So here you go. Here's a little Portuguese coming at you. Yeah, this is my second Portuguese Twitter.
Now,
I would have to assume this would be JJ Arthego Whiteside's school
his burner account?
Yeah, because he's born in Spain, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Lived in Portugal for a little bit. Watched SpongeBob SquarePants. That's what he told me in Portuguese. And then he was in California. So here is the Portuguese saying. We read one earlier. Here you go. Eu sou... Quero.
I want to say you're off to a bad start already.
Yeah, it's not. It's
How
not
do you
something.
Pronounce EU? EU?
EU?
EU.
EU quero aquarium com Maias von de que o Aguilar.
I hear a go in there.
I understood Aguilar.
Neo aditante, tante, te per QB.
Quarterback.
Thank All you right. very much. Seo caranado sabana balo desas.
I think he said pass the pork and the quesadillas.
I think it just
says, I want a beer.
I think he's saying
Aguilar. Stay thirsty, my friends.
Aguilar sucks. I just read that as Aguilar sucks. I don't know. I'm trying. In all these languages, we come to the same answer. Aguilar sucks. And by the way, I tried putting that into English. Let's see if I can do that again here. And let's see what I get out of this. I just want someone more willing than Aguilar. No use having quarterback if the guy does not try to catch such a ball. I'm with my Portuguese friend. That's all I got to say. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. I'll run through some calls coming up in a minute. And then overall, Trey, I want you to just answer the question about our boy Andre Dillard last night.
Okay.
Because that was one guy, obviously, I think a lot of people were focused on. Effort or not, just how he did as your starting left tackle trying to protect Carson Wentz. Time of the Fanatic, 842.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
If you're pissed off about this loss, then you kind of fit right in with all of us here. And I got in today, and I was going over some of the audio from the locker room last night, seeing what we had, see what we could use here. And I'm not kidding you, and I say this out of admiration, Trey. It was like every 2 seconds, Trey was like, tap me on the shoulder. He's like, man, you got to look at this. And I'd be like, what? And I'd turn around, and he'd be showing me where Jason Kelce was moving on a play, where Andre Dillard was moving on a play, where, you might have Lane Johnson maybe setting back a little too far, whatever it might have been. And one of the things you went over with me, I was getting coaching sessions before the show today.
Would you say it was a teachable moment?
Absolutely a teachable moment.
It was big for me.
You know how to handle a bull rush.
Yeah, in case I'm ever out. You know, let's just say, hey, guys, we're out and about at a bar or whatever, and somebody's trying to get at you guys, and Trey's in the bathroom, and he's not around to help. I now know how to sink my hips and plant.
That's right. Take on the bull rush.
Take on the bull rush.
All right.
How'd Andre Dillard look to you last night, Trey, trying to do that?
I think when you look at it overall, he played a solid game. I mean, you know, you're coming into a situation where it's your first big game. It's your first NFL start. It's in Dallas. It's prime time. All of that weighing into it, and you're working off a silent count. One of the things that you saw is that he wasn't laid off the ball not one time. I mean, you know, he was flying around, especially on some of the run blocks. He was extremely quick getting up to his level, working some of these combination blocks. I thought he did well when it comes to pass protecting. He's just going to have to get used to the professional style. You know, like when you're coming with the bull rush, how to sink your hips instead of walking it back. I mean, you know, we were always taught to hop. When you get that bull rush, when you come in, you hop because it allows you to really sink your hips. It allows you to get your hips underneath you, and it stops. I mean, you stop the momentum right there instead of walking it back. When you walk it back, you keep getting walked back all the way back to the quarterback's lap. So one of the things he needs to work on is just hopping. I think also, too, is when you get edged, when they're already on your outside hand, then now that's when you need to pull your outside hand out, get strong with your inside hand to put you between the defender and the quarterback, and then now you have a better chance of running him by the quarterback instead of trying to continue to battle it with the outside hand. You have to pull that outside hand out, get strong with your inside hand and run it by. But that's all stuff that you're just going to have to, I mean, you know, it took me, you know, all of my years to get all of that stuff. That's not something that you're coached. Now, the hopping part of it is something that you coach, but the pulling hand out and all that, that's just something that I had to just deal with as I played, and it's just a feel that you had to go with.
Overall, what we ask from rookies in their first start is to look like they belong.
Yeah.
I got the sense, watching him, he looked like he at least belonged out there. Didn't never look lost to me. How about you?
No, he didn't look lost. All he looked like, all right, you know what, I'm good. He's getting off the ball. I mean, you had Quinn, who was coming into the game with 5 sacks. I believe he had 6 quarterback hits coming into this game. So, you know, you knew that you knew that you were going to be challenged. And Quinn is no slouch. Now, you know, he's a pretty good rusher. So I thought that, you know, coming out of that game with giving up only 1 sack and maybe 2 hits, I think, two or three hurries, was a win for him.
I think so, too. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit PAWorkInjury.com on this fine football Monday on The Fanatic. Brought to you by Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning Contractors. Visit NoPayBryant.com for a heating contractor who will do whatever it takes to keep you warm this season.
Real quick, on the wide receivers, I just saw a stat that's pretty funny. Oops. Right now, Alshon Jeffrey, Nelson Aguilar, Mac Hollins are on pace for less yardage than Jordan Matthews, Nelson Aguilar, and Doriel Green Beckham, and just over the output of Torrance Small, Charles Johnson, and Nay Brown. Just barely edging that production out.
What the hell, man?
Wow.
How dark is that?
Torrance Small.
How long did DGB play here?
He was here.
He didn't play a full season.
I don't think so.
I think he was a season in a little bit, wasn't he?
I don't think
so. Or maybe it wasn't even the full season.
Yeah, I don't think he played a full season.
Who?
Doriel Green Beckham?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was terrible.
Yeah, he was on here for like a quick
Wait, first picture that comes up is a mugshot, so that can't be good.
Nah, that's usually not a good idea. Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Let me see here. For the Eagles, he played 15 games.
Traded, really, that many in the season? With 15 games, yeah. 392 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns. Yeah, he was part of the Dennis Kelly trade.
Yeah.
Good times.
Sorry to bring that stat up.
Yeah, well, my brain hurts now. Even more so than it already did. Vinny in Philly, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Just great.
Hello?
Yeah, yes. We're wonderful. We're fantastic. How are you today?
Hey, I'm just listening to you guys over here talking about Portuguese. You know, I'm from Brazil. I got to understand what this guy was trying to tell you guys there, you know?
Whoa, hold on. You can understand my Portuguese?
Yeah, some of the stuff you were saying was okay. But, oh, okay. You know, I don't understand the full sentence.
Yeah.
But when you say El means me, you know? Like, you tell me El quero, you know, that he wants. You know, a different quarterback over there on your staff.
You
know?
Oh, okay. All right, well, thank you, Vinny. So you were close.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, right.
Hey, guys, I'm just kind of don't understand, you know, the coach guarantee the win, you know, we end up losing. You know, what do you guys think about that?
I think that in those games, really more so than anything, you're supposed to really show up and back up your coach. You said all week how much you loved him saying it, despite him walking it back as the week went on. And then you go out and you give that kind of effort and you make those kind of mistakes early on in the game, including Carson, by the way, who gave up that fumble. I mean, he was hit. He was trying to get rid of it. But it was just a lack of effort to me. It was a lack of focus. And it was also a very weak game plan at the same time.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm over here in Dallas, you know, I'm a Cowboy fan, crazy Cowboy fan. And I love it when the coach come out, you know, say they're going to beat us, you know, guarantee a win, and we're whip your butt over here. What the most incredible things happen, you know.
Yeah. No, I hear you, Vinny. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. That was, there's nothing you could take from this game, Bob, as you were saying earlier. That makes you go, okay, well, if we just improve upon this, we'll be able to win in Buffalo.
Nothing at all. Not a little bit. And Jamie had a good point. The one thing that you could before was the run defense. And I was suspect of the run defense going into last week's game against Minnesota. It really didn't come to fruition. But I just don't think this is a good defense altogether. And the fact that they were stopping the run a little bit, I think, had more to do with they were so porous against
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.